Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, what you got? You got that game that the kids are playing, right?
Oh, my gosh. So this game is called Italian Brain Rot. It's actually Steal a Brain Rot is the name of the game, and I only came across it because when I was watching the two small children this past weekend, they're 10 and 12, and they are just obsessed with this game. And I was reading it a little bit about it, and the reason why kids love it so much is because the names of the characters are kind of crazy. So some of the names from the game are Ballerina Cappuccina. You also have Cappuccino Assassinino. You have Tra-la-la-lero Tra-la-la. Have Bombardino Crocodilo. Tongue-tongue-tongue-tongue-tongue-tongue-tongue-tongue-sa-her.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
And again, they're saying that these kids just love this game so much because of the weird names. Now, I was listening because, like, one of them was sitting at the table and the other one was sitting on the couch. And they're, like, screaming at each other. And don't take my Ballerina Cappuccino. I'm like, what are you even saying?
Yeah.
Like, these words. And they're saying them so fast that I'm just like, I don't even like
Ballerina Cappuccino.
Please, like, break it down for me. But the best thing that I can come up with is it's a role playing game, and you have multiple people playing the same game at the same time as you, and so you're all kinds of working towards the same goal. But you can, like, steal each other's
like phrase or saying, or
not
something?
Saying. It's so hard
they have
to
loot?
Explain.
You got to steal their loot.
Yes, thank you.
Brain
so
rot.
You go. You like take their money.
Okay.
You only have like the game will give you like 10 seconds to get from point A to point B, and you don't have anything protecting you. So in those 10 seconds, all these people can come up to you and steal your money, type of situation, and then you have
to
go and find money yourself and find these
like
people.
Mugging.
Exactly. Like the whole thing is like. Here's the thing: is like when you think about the characters, like the whole premise is kind of like Ballerina Cappuccina. She's a pink skirted ballerina with a cappuccino mug for a head, right? And she's the wife of Cappuccino Assassinino, and she's deeply in love with music. So a lot of the girls kind of gravitate towards her because she's like the feminine girly character in the show. And then Cappuccino Assassinino, he has head and knives for his limbs, and he's lightning fast, deadly, and fueled by caffeine and revenge.
Oh, because like you.
Barmadino Crocodilo attacked him as a child. So there's like,
so this somebody wrote like an actual game?
Somebody wrote in and said Tongue was removed from the game.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then
I'm
they said,
sure.
That's not how the game works.
Yeah, somebody explain it to me.
Well, then call us,
Noah. Like, seriously, the girls tried explaining this to me, and I so, like, went in and out of my head. I'm like, I don't get this.
What's the name of the game again?
The game is called Brain Rot, Steal a Brain Rot. So that's what it is they steal the brain rot from you when you have, like, 10 seconds where you're not protected or something. And again, please call it and explain to us how this game works, because this is just one of the many things.
Everyone's all firing up.
Kids are doing.
Katie's a grown adult.
I know I don't play this game. Like, I don't play this game, but the kids do. So, yeah, I need someone to call in and tell us exactly.
Or not. It's fine.
He was removed from the game. Why was he removed from the game?
I
have no idea.
Josh is talking to one guy. Do we want to talk to him?
Okay.
Or her?
Let's talk. Tell us.
We're
going to learn today.
Hi, Veronica. How
tell
are
us.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you want to tell us, school us on this game?
Tell us how it works.
Yeah, my son is in the back seat listening and saying, Katie's got it wrong.
Okay, tell
all right,
me.
Tell us.
Tell me.
Real quick.
Fix it. Yeah.
We got to go to a break. So what? How do you play it?
So how you play it is brain rots will spawn and you can buy them, but you can also steal other people's brain rots. And you have to bring them from their base to your base. And there's different rarities of brain rots.
What's the rarest brain rot?
OG. The rarest brain rot is an OG strawberry elephant.
An OG strawberry elephant.
See,
what other types of brain rots are there?
Like names or rarities?
Yeah.
Yeah, give us some names real
give
quick.
Give us the names. Say them right.
There's Burper, Potipim, there's Boneca, and then Laboom, Coco Fonto, Lele Fonto.
What is happening right
I know,
now?
I'm telling
you. Din Din Doo.
Din Din Doo Doo?
Isn't there a monkey one? Like chimpanzee?
Din Din Doo. Chimpanzini Bananini.
He knows.
I feel like you're just making up these words. Is
he's
this
not.
Cole? Is his name Cole? Cole, I feel like you're making these words up.
No, they're actually Italian lore that were made by a creator into a game.
You're a very smart kid.
You are. Like, you are teaching us so much right now. I want you to know that. Like, we're all over here with our mouths open. Like,
how old
tell
are you,
us
Cole?
More.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
9?
Almost 10.
Yeah. Well, you're a very bright young man.
Very impressive, Cole.
Very, very impressive. Well, thank you for calling in and schooling Katie, because she had it way off.
I did. Well, it's hard to understand. So thank you for helping us get up to speed with it, Cole. That's very nice of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I love how kids are like, and we're done.
Yep. I know.
Bye. Yeah.
That's all you get.
All right. Well, I have never heard of this. It might be too young for my kids. They might have gone past this, maybe.
Well,
I don't
or
know.
They're just picking it up. It's kind of relatively new. I think it's like a new thing the kids are doing, or at
how
least
weird.
It's new to me. We did have a text. My 27-year-old boyfriend will just randomly blurt out tons of her. So it's catching
well,
on.
Well, there's a 27-year-old playing
too.
It, so.
Yeah.
Huh. I have never heard of this. Thank you for bringing
there
it to my
go.
Attention. So if it happens in my house, I know they're not like, you know, messing with me
exactly.
by saying all this stuff.
Just
so.
Coming up with random yeah. words.
Well,
yep.
thank you to young Cole
it's
who
a thing.
Called in this morning.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
buddy.
Cole.
We were talking about this game a few minutes ago. What's the name of it, Katie?
It is called Steal a Brain Rot.
Right. We didn't get it. We just don't get it.
I don't get it. Yeah. I even tried to like Google it to see how do you play it. And I still am like, I don't understand.
Apparently, it has hit my house. My wife is texting me saying, oh, I was playing that game with our daughter the other night. She says, I told her, I just don't get it. It's really dumb, but the characters are funny.
And that's why they're saying the kids love it is because the characters in the game, the names are so much fun to say.
She wrote back. She's like, it's funny that you didn't know that because we were laying in the bed next to you saying all these characters' names. I was like, I wasn't paying attention.
Right? Nicole, Jeremy doesn't listen to
well,
anything.
Exactly.
Dad was checked out.
Our world.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. What did you say? So with that being said, a listener named Jessica sent this audio in of her daughter over the break. And I got to play it for you guys. Here you go.
Ballerina cappuccino. Tum, 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 ta, hooter. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la. It's the chanilla. Din, din, din. Strawberry elephant. 6-7.
Oh,
no!
6-7's in there?
That
six,
was
seven. The cutest
no!
thing!
Isn't that adorable, though?
That's cute.
That's like the best way I've ever heard it. Play it again.
6-7.
Yeah,
6-7.
I love that.
That's adorable.
Thank you, Jessica, for sending that audio in.
That's so cute.